This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The Grok chatbot will soon be enabled for X Premium users. The FTC might sue TikTok over its handling of users' privacy and security. And Meta limits political content recommendations on Instagram and Threads. It's Wednesday, March 27th, and this is Engadget News. XAI's Grok chatbot, the Elon Musk-helmed company's answer to OpenAI's ChatGPT, will be available to X's premium subscribers later this week. Musk has announced Grok's expanded availability in a tweet along with an instructional video on how to post a conversation with the chatbot directly on the X website. Grok has been available to X's Premium Plus subscribers since it exited early beta, but that paid tier on the social network cost $16 a month, or $168 for a full year when billed annually. Since the premium tier costs half that much at $8 a month, or $84 a year, this rollout makes Grok a bit more accessible. Musk's XAI open-sourced its Grok 1 model, which powers its chatbot, in mid-March. Just a couple of weeks before that, the executive sued OpenAI and Sam Altman, accusing them of chasing profits and abandoning their nonprofit mission. Musk was one of OpenAI's earliest supporters and funded its operations when it was just starting out. In his lawsuit, he claimed that OpenAI was developing generative artificial intelligence to maximize profits for Microsoft rather than for the benefit of humanity. That, he said, was a stark betrayal of the founding agreement. But in a rebuttal of his claims, OpenAI said that there is no founding agreement or any agreement at all with Musk to open source its technology. The company said that Musk did not only know that it was going to transition into a for-profit entity, he was also involved in its planning and originally wanted majority equity, control of the initial board of directors, and the CEO position. TikTok, already fighting a proposed law that could lead to a ban of the app in the United States, may soon also find itself in the crosshairs of the Federal Trade Commission. The FTC is close to wrapping up a multi-year investigation into the company, which could result in a lawsuit or major fine, Politico reports. The investigation is reportedly centered around the app's privacy and security practices, including its handling of children's user data. According to Politico, the FTC is looking into potential violations of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, as well as allegations that the company misled its users by stating falsely that individuals in China do not have access to U.S. user data. TikTok could also be penalized for violating the terms of its 2019 settlement with regulators over data privacy. While it's not clear if the FTC's investigation will result in a lawsuit or other action, the investigation is yet another source of pressure for the company as it tries to secure its future in its largest market. After a quick passage in the House, the Senate is considering a bill that would force TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to sell the app or face an outright ban in the U.S. The Biden administration, which has also tried to pressure ByteDance to divest TikTok, is backing the measure, and U.S. intelligence officials have briefed lawmakers on the alleged national security risks posed by the app. TikTok did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Meta's relationship with politics and political content on its platforms has been a source of enormous controversy, with the platform routinely accused of highlighting material designed to rile up users in the name of engagement. The company has, in recent years, tried to distance itself from its reputation and is now allowing users to restrict algorithmically suggested political content on both Threads and Instagram. Meta defines political content as likely to mention governments, elections, or social topics that affect a group of people and/or society at large. So, in reality, almost everything. The company confirmed to The Verge that the option to limit this far from narrow set of posts is now rolling out to users with the setting automatically set to on by default. Meta first announced the feature in February, sharing that the company wants Instagram and Threads to be a great experience for everyone. If you decide to follow accounts that post political content, we don't want to get between you and their posts, but we also don't want to proactively recommend political content from accounts you don't follow. Basically, if you turn on this feature, it will limit political content visibility through Explore, Reels, in-feed recommendations, and suggested users. Political posts from accounts you follow should appear in your feed as usual. You can check if the feature has reached your account or turn it off in Instagram's settings. Just go to Suggested Content and you'll see a tab called Political Content. Click on that and there will be two options, Limit or Don't Limit political content from accounts you don't follow. However, choosing to restrict it does not necessarily mean a total embargo. A note under the open specifies, you might see less political or social topics in your suggested content. Whichever you choose will apply to both Instagram and Threads. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by senior editor Carissa Bell and contributors Sarah Fielding and Mariella Moon, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.